It's time for the Greek Grapevine on KROC AM with Ari Kolas, sponsored by Apollo Liquor with 6 locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. How you doing, Ari?
Very good, Rich.
Ari Kolas is in the house. All set? You got your Irish attitude?
Brought in a little Irish, yeah. You know. It's that time of year. I love Ireland. I love Irish beers, Irish whiskeys. It's just one of my favorite fake holidays of the year, I guess. But not fake. Exactly. St. Patrick was an important guy.
That's right. It was a religious holiday over there.
Absolutely.
We've kind of changed that into something else here. All right. Now, of course, you think... First of all, let's talk Irish beer.
Yeah, let's talk Irish
Guinness.
Beer. Guinness,
you know, I think I read that there's like 35 million pints.
I believe it.
Drunk during St. Paddy's Day. Just the day in the
U.S.
It
does not surprise me at all because it is such a good beer. And when you think they've been around since 1759, something like that, Arthur Guinness started out right in downtown Dublin. And, you know, last year, about this time, I was in Ireland, except I missed St. Paddy's Day, and it was awesome. I'll tell you, we went to the Guinness Brewery. They have a really modern brewery, but that still maintains a lot of the old-school Guinness feeling. And then you can go up to the top skyline level, and it is one of the highest points in all of Dublin. So you can sit up there having some pints of Guinness and just look all over Dublin, all the way around.
Wow.
It's a beautiful view. But the beer, one thing you have to remember about Guinness, people think it's real black and dark. The actual color is a dark ruby red color, too, when you pour it in a glass. And that's from the roasted barley and the malts that they put into it that makes it so unique and gives it such a smooth finish.
Yeah. Huh. There's a couple others. Smittix.
I brought in Smittix.
Which is by the Guinness people, too, right?
It is. It's owned by Guinness, but it started out its own little brewery in Kilkenny, Ireland. Mm-hmm. And then Guinness, of course, ended up buying it because Guinness is one of the worldwide iconic brands out there. Now, one reason I brought this in, Smittix and Guinness, both Irish, both authentic, both very smooth. Neither one of them is really hoppy. You know, sometimes people want a really hoppy beer that gives you that bitterness that really quenches your thirst. Both of these are a little more smooth, a little richer flavor. Now, one thing also with the Smittix and one I didn't bring in, like Harp or Bass, you can make black and tans, which is an awesome drink. And to pour an awesome black and tan, first you put in your lighter beer on the bottom, whether it's a lager, the Smittix, a Harp, something like that. Pour your glass about half full of that, and then you take your Guinness and you pour it over the spoon so slowly. So you want to put a spoon over the glass, pour the Guinness over the top very slowly.
So it's resting on top.
It's resting on top, exactly, because a Guinness is a lighter body, believe it or not, than the lighter lager underneath. So get a great beer with two different levels on it. The look is amazing, but then when you pour it into your mouth, first you get the smooth finish of the Guinness Stout. Then a little bit of the bracing hops from the other one comes in, and you just get this amazing explosion of flavors.
Great combination. You brought some Finnegan's, too. They've got, is that a new?
This is a new one from Finnegan's. Finnegan's, great Irish ale out of St. Paul, brewed at the Summit Brewing Company. What's great about Summit, 100% of the proceeds, whatever they make profit, goes back into the community for food shelves and different charities, things like that. So this is a new one here. It's called the Hoppy Shepherd. It's a session ale, which we've talked about, a little bit lower alcohol, slight bit of hops. So this is a little bit hoppier version of their original Finnegan's Irish Amber. Great flavor. We did a sampling Saturday at the liquor store up by Best Buy, and it went over huge. People really enjoyed it. Right. It's got just a little bit of that bracing hops.
All right, and you got some Ryan's Irish Cream.
You know, anytime you talk Ireland, you have to talk Irish cream. You know, Bailey's is the number one seller, the original. I like Ryan's, great Irish name, number one. Number two, it's about half the price of Bailey's, but still made with real Irish whiskey. Real Irish cream. To me, it's one of the best kind of imitation Bailey's Irish creams out there. Great in your coffee, great in different cocktails, or just sip it on the rocks after dinner. One of those great things. It's about 10, 11 bucks a bottle. Great deal just for the perfect after-dinner liqueur.
All right. Now, if you're into a little Irish whiskey, of course, there's Jameson. You can't forget about that.
Jameson, the number one selling Irish whiskey in the world. Fastest growing whiskey for the past 5 years. Smooth. Triple distilled, which gives it its unique flavor. So smooth and light. Great in mixing, of course, with ginger beer, things like that. But this is Jameson Caskmates I brought in, something new that they've done, where they take their original Jameson Irish whiskey, then they age it in some craft beer barrels, a stout that's made in Ireland. So you get a little bit of that beer flavor mixed in with the whiskey. Not overpowering, but really gives it a unique finish. Still silky smooth. I love Jameson just on the rocks because of its soft finish.
All right. Try the cask mates. And then there's some Bushmills Irish Honey. That's an old school Irish whiskey.
Bushmills, absolutely. The original Bushmills Irish whiskey has been made since 1608. It was the first licensed distillery in the world. It started out 1608, way up Northern Ireland, right very close to the ocean. I was lucky enough to visit it there. Mm. You're talking real traditional Irish place, old buildings. It was raining. It just felt Ireland, you know, so it was great. So this is Bushmills. It's a great Irish whiskey, similar to Jameson's. If you ask me the difference between Bushmills and Jameson to me is a little bit smoother, whereas a Bushmills has a little bit more of the ocean flavor into it, a little bit heavier flavor. But this is the Irish honey, which is a great thing. There's more and more of these Irish liqueurs coming where they add a little honey, some other flavors to it. But this Irish honey, drink it on the rocks. That sweetness of the honey really just takes off the edge and gives you just that satisfying after-dinner flavor you're looking for. So try Bushmills Irish Honey this St. Paddy's Day. You cannot go wrong.
All right. Well, have a good, happy, safe St. Paddy's Day. And sure to stop by and stock up at Apollo.
Sláinte.
Yeah, what?
That's Irish for cheers.
Good. I was hoping that maybe was something else that I did. Thanks, Ari. Thank you for joining us on the Greek Grapevine with Ari Kolas, sponsored by Apollo Liquor, with 6 locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. I'm Rich Peterson. Join us again next Wednesday at KROC AM.